Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day, another great week, in fact, in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great week, summertime. We completed Mother's Day. I hope you had a wonderful Mother's Day. There's a very touching message from President Trump that he sent out for Mother's Day. Very unusual, but deeply, deeply touching. We will get to that. We will also get down to the question, why is it, in one word, that Americans want guns? There's actually a columnist who takes a look at it and answers that it comes down to one word. We will be talking about that. We will also be talking about the shifting possibilities of control of the U.S. Senate, because both the Republican and Democratic parties are making moves with the Senate so close. One vote, the Democratic majority. The Republicans need to gain two Senate seats. They should be able to do that, but what does it depend on? We will tell you all about that. We will also be speaking with Josh Krauschauer about the control of Congress and what will the impact be in terms of the presidential nomination on the Republican hopes to take the U.S. Senate. The Republicans have tremendous, tremendous position in terms of just the numbers this time, because there are 23 incumbent Democrats who have to defend their seats. There are only 10 incumbent Republicans. There's no incumbent Republican who's even at risk, but several Democrats are. So what does it depend on? We'll be talking to Josh Krauschauer, top political reporter for Axios, coming up on the Michael Medved Show. And there is a film of a profound biblical import that is going to be doing its world premiere tonight. We will be talking to the filmmaker a little bit later on the Michael Medved Show. Okay, first up, there's news that can only be described as horrible. And, again, could it be worse? Of course it could be worse, but this is bad enough. Two staff members at the office, the district office in Fairfax, Virginia, of Congressman Jerry Connolly. He's a Democrat from Virginia. He's identified as something of a moderate Democrat. Two staff members were attacked this morning by a person armed with a baseball bat who used it to beat these two staff members into hospitalization. This there was a statement released by the Democratic lawmaker, quote, "This morning an individual entered my district office armed with a baseball bat and asked for me before committing an act of violence against two members of my staff. The individual is in police custody, and both members of my team were transferred to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries." Fairfax City Police tweeted that they were on the scene Monday afternoon and investigating the assault. Congressman Connolly said, "The thought that someone would take advantage of my staff's accessibility to commit an act of violence is unconscionable and devastating." No, it's a horrible indication of where we are and part of the polarization in our country that has become just so destructive and unnecessary with everything going along, and basically with the health of our economy, the health of our whole society depending on it. First of all, there was this news, Chicago shootings this weekend. They just did the inauguration for their new ultra-progressive mayor in Chicago, Mayor Johnson. Chicago shootings this weekend, 26 shot, 8 fatally in gun violence. What is this progressive mayor going to do about this? There was shooting between two vehicles, which killed a bystander and injured three others in Dallas. In Yuma, Arizona, two dead, five injured following shooting involving teens, and two Mother's Day shootings killed one, injured five in Northeast Portland. And by the way, in Portland, eight deaths over the weekend, eight from drug overdoses. I mean, this is where we are. The situation on the border has all kinds of problems with it, too, and all kinds of challenges. There is this from Secretary Mayorkas, the Secretary of the Department of Health of Homeland Security. And he was on CNN talking about the surge of immigrants at the border, where, according to some reports, it's just not been quite as heavy, quite as much invasion scale, as people would like to say, as people expected. This is the Secretary of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, clip 17.
Over the past 2 days, the United States Border Patrol has experienced a 50% drop in the number of encounters versus what we were experiencing earlier in the week before Title 42 ended at midnight on Thursday. It is still early. We are in day three. But, you know, we've been planning for this transition for months and months, and we've been executing on our plan, and we will continue to do so.
There are still statements from the governor of New York, for instance, a Democrat, and many other big city mayors, that those cities in the American interior, not on the border, are being overrun by unauthorized immigrants or people who are coming in who are hoping to get asylum, which honestly needs to be clarified. There's also disturbing news about the Hunter Biden probe. Jamie Comer, the congressman from Kentucky, where they're having a big gubernatorial primary today. James Comer was on Fox News with Maria Bartiromo talking about an FBI whistleblower who has disappeared. Listen, clip two.
Well, unfortunately, we can't track down the informant. We're hopeful that the informant is still there. The whistleblower knows the informant. The whistleblower is very credible. And all we're asking the FBI with respect to the Form 1023 is, what did you do to investigate this allegation? And they send us back a very patronizing letter basically saying, just trust us and don't worry about it. I mean, this is a pattern of behavior by the FBI that would suggest there's been a cover-up for many years with respect to the Biden influence peddling.
Hold on a second, Congressman. Did you just say that the whistleblower or the informant is now missing?
Well, we're hopeful that we can find the informant. Now, remember, these informants are kind of in the spy business, so they don't make a habit of being seen a lot or being high profile or anything like that.
Okay, we will keep you up to date on the latest on this development. There's also a major development in the competition between President Donald J. Trump, who wants to be president again, and Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, who is soon to launch his campaign, who had a very good weekend, according to all experts. Why? We will get to that as well. We'll also talk about attempts to that are very common around the country to prevent children from getting what is called gender affirmation surgery or therapy without parental consent. What does that relate to? How about tattoos? Why? We'll be speaking to the author of an explosive column that everybody needs to confront, and more coming up on the MedVed Show. 1-800-955-1776.
The Michael Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. And more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVed history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. MedVed Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
On the Michael Medved show, I mentioned before that there was a very memorable message for Mother's Day, which I hope everybody enjoyed. Certainly we had a wonderful family to get together, which was highly memorable. Chasing little people all around the premises. But we're blessed with five wonderful grandchildren. In any event, President Trump, who was also blessed with plentiful grandchildren from several of his children. And he issued what is from Truth Social, of course, but it still qualifies as the tweet of the day.
Turn the page now to the internet.
I mean, wow, what a great, smart tweet.
Changed his password so he no longer has access to his Twitter feed.
Did you send the tweet? I did not send that tweet. My system was hacked. I was pranked.
Donald Trump hasn't tweeted at us once, and I'm starting to get worried about him.
So we have a new tweet.
All right.
Can I do the honors?
Stand by. Tweet alert.
Okay. This from President Trump yesterday with the red check mark. They have red on Truth Social. Not blue as on Twitter, but happy Mother's Day to all, and all capital A, capital L, capital L. In particular, the mothers, wives, and lovers of the radical left fascists, Marxists, and communists, who are doing everything within their power to destroy and obliterate our once great country. Please make these complete lunatics and maniacs kinder, gentler, softer, and most importantly, smarter, so that we can quickly, and then all in caps, make America great again. With three exclamation points. What's interesting to me is the assumption being that the mothers, wives, and lovers of the fascist, Marxist, communists, and lunatics and maniacs, that they all have the power to to completely change their determination to destroy and obliterate our once great country. Of course, people who are upset about what is going on in the United States, who tend to look at what President Trump is talking about with some sympathy, will be particularly concerned right now about the policy on the border and the lack of any coherent policy on the border from the Biden administration. And John Carl of ABC, good for him, asked a challenge to Secretary Mayorkas, the Secretary of Homeland Security, saying that the Biden immigration policy, for better or worse, is similar to Trump's. Listen. This is clip 11.
The ACLU is suing to challenge that, and I want to read what one of the lead lawyers for the ACLU said. The Biden administration's new ban places vulnerable asylum seekers in grave danger and violates U.S. asylum laws. We've been down this road before with Trump. The asylum bans were cruel and illegal then, and nothing has changed now. So they're saying that this is effectively Trump policy.
Absolutely incorrect. Disagree with every aspect of that statement. This is not an asylum ban. We have a humanitarian obligation as well as a matter of security to cut the ruthless smugglers out. That is a responsibility of government, and we are doing that. And
but
it is
one,
not. And
it,
John, it is not a ban at all.
Well, in one critical sense, it is the same as the Trump policy.
Absolutely
right?
Not.
Well, the Trump policy was that you had to first apply for asylum. In another country, if you were coming from south of Mexico. That's exactly what you're doing.
Well, it is. And Biden was asked about this. He was riding his bicycle. And no evidence that he fell or lost his balance or anything. He's riding his bicycle. And reporters grabbed him for a quick question. This is clip 18.
Things are going to the border, sir.
Much better than you all expected.
Do you have any plans to visit
no,
the border?
No, I think. Pardon me?
Do you have any plans to visit the border?
Not in the near term, no. No, just be disruptive, not anything else.
Okay, she was asking, do you have any plans to visit the border? And he said, no, not at this time. It would be disruptive, et cetera, et cetera. Speaking of disruptive, Ron DeSantis was definitely emphasizing a hard line on the border, speaking in Sioux Center, Iowa, at a fundraising event. He seemed to gain a little bit of traction in his campaign this weekend because he had well-attended, enthusiastic events in Iowa. And Trump was supposed to do a rally in Iowa, but then there was a tornado warning, and Trump canceled, and DeSantis showed him up by actually turning up in Des Moines and defying the hurricane. There was no hurricane, as it turns out. Trump has promised he'll do another rally there in Iowa at some point. But here is DeSantis talking about the border crisis in Sioux Center, Iowa, one of the more conservative parts of the state. Listen. Five.
We also need to restore a sense of normalcy about we are a nation that has borders. Our sovereignty as a people matters. Don't tell me foreigners can just decide to come across the border when they want to. We decide who comes into this country as Americans. We have every right to have that border secured and not have this disaster unfolding. I tell you this, someone's like, well, what would you do? It's like, I'd shut down the border immediately. Why are we letting this happen to our country? It's hurting people. The drugs are pouring into the country. Americans are dying for what's going on at that border. Criminal aliens are getting into this country. Even people on the terrorist watch list are getting into this country. No, you deserve to have a secure border. You deserve to have the rule of law. Someone comes across the border, stop them and send them back on the other side of the border. Don't give them a piece of paper and say you come back for a court date in 4 years. What kind of a deterrence is that?
That's Governor DeSantis speaking in Sioux Center, Iowa. Coming up, there is a remarkable column, and it's something I never thought of before. But why is it that there are many states, in fact, most states, that are more serious about limiting tattoos than limiting what is called gender confirmation therapy? We will get to that with a remarkable perception on it coming up.
From politics to pop culture and from coast to coast, this is the Michael Medved Show.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The clock continues to tick on Congress and the President to agree on raising the debt ceiling.
We've got to have a big deal done by this weekend to be able to have a timeline to be able to pass it.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says the two sides are still far apart. President Biden set to meet with McCarthy and other congressional leaders again tomorrow. It hasn't dried up, but the surge of migrants to the southern border is nowhere near what officials feared. The Border Patrol counted about 6,300 encounters at crossings Friday, then about 4,200 Saturday. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has signed a bill that bans colleges from spending state or federal dollars on what are called diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts. At least 25 other states are considering similar laws. A history-making heat wave continues to grip the Pacific Northwest. Seattle's 89 yesterday was the highest ever recorded in the first half of May. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The Michael Medved Show.
It's powerful and inspiring.
And every once in a while, there's something powerful and inspiring that you actually get from the press in terms of asking a question that is an obvious question, but nobody really had the guts to ask before. That's why it's such a pleasure to welcome to the show John Sorrentino, who is an attorney practicing in Washington. He has a very prestigious, high-level practice in Washington. And he asked a question in today's Wall Street Journal, why are we stricter with tattoos than transgender treatment? And one of the things he talks about is all of the blue states that are in the process of changing laws to make sure that children can be subjected to, quote, gender-affirming care, which can mean surgery that changes their bodies, that changes their nature profoundly. They can be subjected to that without parental approval, but in most places around the country, you can't get a tattoo if you're below legal age to change your body permanently. Has this occurred to you, this question that you ask, John Sorrentino? Is that a question that's been troubling you for some time?
Thank you for having me on the show, Michael. It's a thrill to be here. I was thinking about this concept of what's called gender-affirming care, which is a very innocuous-sounding phrase that includes some incredibly serious permanent procedures, such as puberty-blocking hormones and irreversible genital surgery and just some quite incredibly serious-sounding things. And as a parent myself, it occurred to me that children are just not equipped to make such major life-altering decisions, and for the most part, society does not let them. And that's kind of what got me thinking about tattoos.
Well, by the way, you are not opposed for a moment, are you, to all the laws in the majority of states that limit access to tattoos without parental approval?
No. In fact, my wife is worried that my op-ed is going to have the effect of undermining those laws. So she's the cynic in the family.
Yeah, okay, so, but the question is, what someone would say would be, if you want a tattoo, it's just a whim. But if you want a gender confirmation surgery where they operate, remove your breasts or remove other parts of your body, that is because it's an effort to really change who you are. But people sometimes regret tattoos. And isn't it true that they sometimes regret the kind of surgery that they would be going through for, quote, gender confirmation?
I have read about that, Michael.
Yeah. And when people are saying and making the case for limiting the availability of tattoos, and you point out in your piece that there are states in the country where tattoo artists can actually be prosecuted if they do tattoos on kids below the age of 18 without parental permission. Why would you think someone would explain that restriction makes more sense than the restrictions that they are now passing in some states on gender reassignment surgery?
It's inexplicable to me, Michael. There's basically two sorts of state regimes. The states where they flatly prohibit tattoos on children under 18, period, which are actually often some of the most liberal blue states, such as Washington State, California, Oregon, District of Columbia. And then the states that don't do that have very, very strict parental consent and notification laws. So, I mean, this is basically a 50-state unanimous situation where it's not controversial at all that you should protect kids from tattoos, which are, you know, very, very minor compared to the more serious hormone therapy and genital surgery and the sorts of things involved in so-called gender-affirming care.
You write in your piece, if a child in Michigan wants to get a tattoo reflecting his most deeply held passion, even if his teachers, doctors, and other experts support his wish and testify that his views are bona fide and permanent, the tattooist still would risk 93 days in jail and a $2,500 fine if he didn't secure written parental consent in person. And that's Michigan, not a particularly red state. And you list some of the other states, Florida, Arkansas, Louisiana, Idaho, Nevada, Ohio, and Arizona, have similar strict in-person parental consent laws. In other words, it's not enough to bring a note from mom and dad. They have to come in there and say, okay, if you're going to put that gigantic dragonfly on my back, you have to make sure that that my parents say yes.
That's absolutely right. In fact, the Michigan statute you cited was one of the more lenient ones. I mean, in Arizona, it's a felony to tattoo a minor without parental consent. In Louisiana, there's a mandatory jail term, and many states have up to 1 year in jail, even for the misdemeanor. So it's not a joking matter.
You conclude your piece, and it's just brilliant. And I this is one of those things where I basically underlined your entire column because it's that important. You speak to a Jim Riley of Inner Vision Tattoo in Nevada, where state law requires in-person parental consent. And Jim Riley says, of all the people I've tattooed in my 20-plus year tattoo career, most of the cover-up tattoos I have done are on people who got tattooed at a young age. It's very common to hear the phrase, I got this tattoo when I was 15 and now I hate it. Can you cover it up? A phrase I've never heard anyone say is, I got this tattoo when I was 15 and I love it. I mean, which is important. Let's face it, when we're teenagers, we don't have the foresight to know what we will like when we are in our 20s, 30s, 40s, and beyond. But if you've had the gender confirmation surgery, so-called, they can't really repair it in most cases, can they?
No, they can't. And I'm absolutely with you. I love that quote from Mr. Riley. I have to apologize to him. I miswrote his name in my essay. It's Joe Riley, not Jim Riley. But I love that quote. And after I read that quote on his website, actually, I thought I had to include it in the op-ed. And I came away wishing that some doctors were as wise as some tattoo artists.
The column appears today in the Wall Street Journal, Why Are We Stricter with Tattoos Than Transgender Treatment? And John Sorrentino, not Jim, John Sorrentino is the author of the tattoo. He's an attorney in practice, a very high-level practice in Washington, D.C. We will be right back on the Medved Show. Answering a question, why do Americans want guns? Now, really, wonder about that. I mean, we have estimated 400 million guns in the United States. What is it about guns that people want so deeply? There's a provocative column about that and more coming up on the Medved Show.
Are you feeling tired? Is your stomach upset and you can't eat the foods you like? Balance 7 will change that and bring back your energy. Click on the Balance 7 banner at michaelmedved.com. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order, free shipping, plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin. Money back guarantee.
The Michael Medved Show.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Are you feeling old or tired? This is your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you really like? Well, Balance 7 will change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. When acid is no longer tying up your immune system, you'll feel much better. Your energy will be dramatically increased, and you can sleep better, too. This usually happens in 3 days' time with Balance 7. Money-back guarantee. Give yourself the greatest gift of all, good health. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. All natural ingredients. Please try it and find out just how much better your body can really feel. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order. Free shipping plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee. Just 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need from Balance 7.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We'll get to your calls in just a moment, but there is breaking news. It's the kind of breaking news that I think a lot of people have been waiting for. This from the Washington Post. Just moments ago, the special counsel, John Durham, has issued his long-awaited report that is sharply critical of how the FBI handled its probe of the 2016 Trump campaign. You remember this is something that was assigned by the Attorney General, William Barr, Bill Barr, during the Trump administration, and it was supposed to look at the whole investigation that resulted in the Mueller report. So now Durham has come out with his own 306-page document, sure to be a bestseller, that may fuel rather than end partisan debate about politicization within the Justice Department and the FBI. Durham was appointed in 2019 by President Donald Trump's Attorney General, William P. Barr, to re-examine how government agents hunted for possible links between the Trump campaign and Russia and Russian efforts to interfere in the presidential election. By the way, nobody doubts that Russia tried to interfere in the presidential election. The question was there some kind of collusion, was the key word, with the Trump campaign? So the Durham report, coming after almost 4 years to the day since Durham's assignment began, will likely be derided by Democrats as the end of a partisan boondoggle, while Republicans will have to wrestle with a much-touted investigation that didn't send a single person to jail. But according to people who have read this, obviously I haven't had the chance to do that yet, but according to people who have read it, it is sharply critical of the FBI and believes that the FBI handled the Trump investigation poorly. Let us go directly to your calls, 1-800-955-1776. Nancy, in Duval, Washington, you're on the Medved Show.
Oh, yes, I'm speaking to the gender-affirming surgery and care. You were wondering about people who regret having the surgery. Well, the studies have actually shown that only 1% of people who get transgender surgery regret it, and for some, that regret was only temporary. And the other part of what I wanted to say was, what about the states that have refused or prohibited gender-affirming care even when the parents support it? So they're going against what the parents want to do.
The states that you're talking about have limitations based upon the age of the child. In other words, you're right. There are some states that won't allow somebody who's 15 or even younger, pre-puberty, prepubescent, they won't allow that child to get surgery or...
No, I'm talking about surgery. There's other
Okay,
care,
you're talking about hormones? You're talking... there are states that will not allow children to have, quote, gender-affirming care of any kind when they are below the age of 18. But,
Even if the parents support
Correct. That's right. And again, that's based upon the same idea. I believe there are some states that will not allow tattoos, even when the parents permit it. And by the way, the figure that you gave about 1% who regret it, I would refer you, if you take a look at the Lancet magazine, which is the British equivalent of the Journal of the American Medical Association, a medical journal, they and many other sources have suggested that the level of regret is much higher. You may remember one of the first celebrities,
one
of the first celebrities to get sex change surgery was Renee Richards, who used to be, I think, Richard Richards, who was a tennis player, if you remember this. And he has written very eloquently about how he... his regrets, doubts, wishing he could do it over, involving his transgender operation.
And for many, it saved their lives to get the surgery. So, you know, there's always, nothing's 100%.
I'm sorry, when you say it saved their lives, you're suggesting that they would have killed themselves if they had not received the surgery.
Yes. So a few of them, yes, or at least their lives were terrible, not being able to get it when they wanted it.
Okay, but do you not acknowledge that there is a reasonable distinction between somebody who is prepubescent, who is not fully matured sexually?
Oh, yes, yes, and they don't do sex change surgery all that often. It's pretty uncommon to do it under the age of 18.
Right, which is again part of the reason that some of the states have enacted restrictions on based upon age and level of physical maturity. And this entire idea, the one thing that I think you and I will agree on, Nancy, is that none of this should result in persecution of or derision of or negativity toward people who are suffering from what used to be called gender dysphoria. And because it's an affliction, and again, people deserve as much compassion and sympathy as society can muster. I very much appreciate your call, and thank you for calling. Why do Americans want guns? The answer to that question is one word, and it's very well put forward. It's a column in the Washington Post today, and the column is by Christine Emba. And she says, look, you can look at this in one word. It's protection. This is the idea behind the popularity of guns and why when you have a rising crime rate, a tragically rising crime rate, you have a great increase in the interest of private ownership of firearms. That is just one of those things that people have come to expect and that seems to be a fair rule that you can assume you can take to the bank or at least take to the local gun shop. There is this also, and this is not having anything really to do with guns, but there are 8 dead of overdoses in Portland since Friday, which is amazing. Police are warning Portlanders in Oregon of a dangerous batch of drugs. The Portland Police Bureau is warning of a potentially dangerous batch of drugs circulating the street marketplace that has resulted in 8 suspected overdose deaths in the city since Friday. Evidence indicates that some of the victims believed they were using cocaine, but the substance they actually ingested was pure powdered fentanyl or a mix of cocaine and fentanyl, police said. There were two reported overdose deaths in Portland on Friday, five more on Saturday, and another on Sunday, police said. The deaths occurred across the city, with the victims' ages ranging from 37 years old to 69 years old, with two ages unknown. The deaths continue to be investigated by police and the medical examiner. This rash of fatal drug overdoses comes 6 weeks after downtown Portland saw 11 overdoses with three deaths in one day in downtown Portland. This, of course, is appalling. And the fact that the best the police can do is to warn people of a dangerous batch of drugs, basically doing something about the explosion of drugs everywhere is completely necessary and needed. Coming up, we're going to be talking about some of the developments around the world, about the election that was just held, very close election, will be leading to a runoff in Turkey, where after more than 20 years of authoritarian rule, it looks like Recep Tayyip Erdogan may have reached the end of his line. We can only hope so. That would help be helpful for the United States. And what about the latest pressure with Iran and the ceasefire between Islamic Jihad and the State of Israel? We'll get to all of that with General Tata, who is a novelist and obviously a defense expert. We will be right back in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.